set.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
You are.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
We got a big test for Guru today. Very big test coming up. You may not remember this, but it was early last week. He said he was sick of getting mad, done arguing.
Yeah.
Going to take things as they come. How about those Giants, Goo? They're all right. They're all right. We'll be okay.
I mean, the math is still there.
Oh, no.
But this has been
three more months of that crap. Laughing.
I don't know what to do, man. I told you I didn't understand why Verlander got the ball, but it's just one game. We watched the game together, you, Evan, and I, and casual baseball fans were just, that looks like a sweet old 0-2 pitch. And, you know, Toronto did what they did. And I'm getting tired of when we talk Giant baseball, making something that didn't happen be attractive. That ball was hit hard. That ball was thrown hard. Well, was it?
Devers is hitting the ball.
No, it's Rafael Devers. It's not Devers. It's Nevers. Rafael Nevers. That's a good original. Stoney, I don't know what's. I mean, Webb, you know, he pitched good. He got a 2-run lead and then he gave it right back. But, you know, I'm looking at The Athletic. I think it was Grant Brisby. He had a piece. And this blew me away because I don't believe this, Stoney. Are the Giants closer to being sellers than buyers? Hell no, you ain't selling. Shout out Fred Sanford. When got Rafael Devers, man.
Yeah, that's a move.
And Posey said it's go time. What's happened since?
The Giants, they are 11-19 since they had their high point of the season. After a Friday night win against the Dodgers, they were 41-29, and now they're just four games over. Five straight losses. They've lost 6 of 7.
Damn.
And they're now 2.5 out of the wild card. And I love doing this when Guru, actually I don't love doing it, but I have to point it out. Right now they're in 8th place in the National League.
Yeah, and that's disappointing to yours truly. I like, nobody would redo the trade. I'm not even saying that, and it'll be greater later, but this was the year, and they still can do it. This was the year they were supposed to make it. I'm sitting here watching that game yesterday like, and it wasn't the offense. They got offense yesterday. It was the pitching. So now you got Birdsong in Atlanta. Don't look at the record because you lost to the Red Sox. And I'll say this about the broadcast team who we love. And yesterday, a Roku special again. But, Toronto's playing great baseball. Well, you know what? Let's rewind. The White Sox weren't. The Marlins weren't.
Oh, and they came in this month ago.
Yeah, no, it's all, it's all relative.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like this.
What don't you know, Goo? Tell me what you don't know. Where I'll try to help
what
you.
Direction they're going.
Well, right now they've lost 5 in a row.
Okay. Or who they are.
Oh, we know. Oh, I think we know who they are. They're 4 over .500. They've played 100 games, Goo, right? 52-48.
Yeah.
I think we know who they are. I think the big question, though, is does it feel like they're losing steam? And look, the trading deadline is in 10 days. And,
wow,
you know, I'm not usually one to make a big deal out of a few games here, a few games there. But, I mean, what do you do if you lose 2 or 3 to the Braves? You know, you got to be careful right here if you're the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, no doubt. And the games don't stop. And you are in Atlanta, so I'm I know Birdsong's been struggling, but Stoney, somehow they got to get a W tonight. You just do. And thank God the Dodgers got swept. You know,
well, they could relax.
You're saying the division has that left?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd start looking at team. Well, first of all, don't look now, but I think you're tied with the Reds, the Cincinnati Reds. Diamondbacks are only 2 games in back of you.
Yeah.
So
you are tied with the Reds, 1 ahead of the Cardinals, and Arizona's coming. They've won 4 in a row.
Exactly. So, you know, the notion that, I don't know, I don't think we think about the Dodgers right now.
Okay, so let me ask you this on a beautiful Monday morning. I hope you had a good weekend. What's disappointed you the most about this Giant team thus far?
Well, I think what's, to me, the biggest... It's not one person. It's not one player. It's not one pitcher. To me, the most disappointing aspect of this season is that after you acquired Rafael Devers, you have not been good. You've been significantly worse since you got Devers. And why that's happened, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Somebody needs to have one, but go ahead.
Well, they've had no, they gave up no hitters in that trade, and they got Devers back. And here's an unbelievable stat. There's only three, since the Devers trade.
Okay, give it, lay it on me.
There's only been three Giants hitting over 230. Adamas, he's hitting 280 over the last 28 games.
Can I guess the other two?
Sure.
Chapman.
Everyday players.
Okay.
No, Chapman's below 200. Since Devers has been
here.
Go ahead.
What are the? Who are the other two?
Patrick Bailey, sitting 250.
Huh?
And Casey Schmidt. Other than that, look at Devers came here with a 272 average. What's he hitting now? 250?
It hasn't been great.
No. The only guy who's really done anything since he's gotten here has been Adamas. So, man, I don't know.
I appreciate.
I'm not sure what to tell you. They're not hitting. Devers came here hitting. He's hitting 208 for the Giants.
Yeah, that
with
ain't
two cool. home runs.
Yeah, man, that's disappointing.
I mean, what do you want?
That was a thorough answer you gave because you didn't want to put it on one somebody. But Stoney, I'm gonna say as a collective, the offense. And I know they weren't hitting the ball out the yard left and right before Devers, but you thought that was going to be the energy drink in the morning, you know, that protein shake, and it has not happened. But they've gone south since they acquired him, and I'm going to just say it to you. Somebody's got to have an answer for them to get up out of this, or is this just one of those things that Mickey Mouse could be running the club, the guys will come out of it, and if they don't, they don't. But, man, to watch where they're at right now, 2.5 games out of the wild card, and that thing is headed south. And then you talk about the two games Saturday and Sunday before the break. I'm going there, Stoney, because I was like, you know what, Stoney, you're right. It's just a game. You got Toronto, good club, playing good baseball. But damn, I don't really have the Allen Iversons, the answers. I just don't.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of answers. And the answers are just in the team's performance. And I think if you look at this team right now after 100 games, you'd have to say the offense is poor. The defense, to me, is mediocre. And the pitching has been good.
Ramos,
but
man.
But the problem with the pitching is that you can see, and we've seen over the last two or three weeks.
It's natural.
They're not going to be able to pitch like they pitched the first 3 months.
No doubt.
But you should have known that. You should have known that you were probably going to have to address the Birdsong issue. Verlander now is front and center. What do you do with Justin Verlander? I don't know.
Because you don't have Harrison anymore if you wanted to go to somebody like that, you know?
No. I mean, he's not on the team anymore. So 888-957-9570 is the number. We got the trading deadline in 10 days. Giants fans, where are you with this team?
Do you care? Is it fair if I say the Red Sox are 16-9 since trading Devers? And I say that because I'm not putting shade on Devers or any player in that situation, but how does that strike you? The team that lost him in their last 25 are 16-9, and the team that he went to, along with, you know, his services, they haven't got it done.
Well, it just tells me that you just never know. Mm. I mean, you just never know. The minute, let's be honest, in the aftermath of that trade, 99% of the fans, I would say 90% of the media, the pundits, basically said, Giants just made a great trade. They just got over on the Boston Red Sox.
We had Jim Bouton on, former GM, Stoney, he said damn near the same thing. Watch out.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's going on with your Giants, people? Can they get this thing turned around? And if so, How quickly can they do it? A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands. Guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands, Lathrop.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
That's really a shame. It really is. That was just 3 weeks ago that Guru proclaimed Raphael Devers his favorite Giant, and it was today that he dubbed the nickname Raphael Nevers.
No, stop.
So are you done with Devers?
No, I'm still rooting for him. They still got action. Real quick, Steiny, you know we keep it real. Part of my childhood, one of the greatest TV shows was The Cosby Show.
Sure.
And the son on there was Malcolm Jamal Warner, who I just saw passed away in a drowning accident. Dead at 54, so rest in peace to Malcolm Jamal Warner. Wow, man, that's sad.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Well, where do you go from there? Hey, how many family reunions do you have a year?
It was the Yoon reunion. Huh. This was not, but what this family.
So you've had two family.
So you want to go here. You didn't show. You want to go, huh? Evan, thank you for your brother, Jack. That's truly my brother. So are you.
He was golfing in San Leandro.
Alameda.
So
that's not close.
Oh, please. It's he even said. It's only 20 minutes to Goose.
20 minutes. Hey, he met Norm. Yeah.
Well, it's 20 minutes there, but it's like 45 to get back at the city.
No, yeah. Hey, Evan, thank you. But anyway, one. Every 4 years, we have one family one.
Okay.
Yep.
And
this was the Union City reunion. They asked about you.
Norm had just lost a game of dominoes. So I felt like I didn't meet the 100% Norm. He was a little down when I met him.
He's hot. Evan said he might have been in his feelings. I got to relay that to Pops, man. You got to do a better job.
This is going
to
be the dumbest question I've ever asked, but...
Question is the one you don't ask.
How much money did you guys play for?
Oh, they were playing. He was playing with his buddy. I wasn't there.
Like, what, 5-10 a hand? Or
I don't know.
What do they call it, a deal?
Yeah. I gamble on sports.
How did you do this weekend?
I took the weekend off. Yeah. Thank God.
So the Giants.
I'm going to give you a three, early three. What do you do? It's nobody's fault, though, huh? Somebody's got to figure out what's going on. You said you don't know. I get it, but man,
what if when do you say, as a fan, what's going on is that we're an average baseball team, and when you stack the personnel up against all the other teams in the major league, or let's just say the National League, is it preposterous that seven teams are better than them? And when I look at this team and the lineup, I don't see this team significantly underachieving. Now, obviously, they're 11-19 over their last 30.
That stinks.
It's awful, but they're still four over. And, you know, it's up to the Giants fans to figure out or to feel how they feel about this team right now at 52-48 and whether they think they have a realistic chance to make a run or not, get into the postseason and make some noise. I'm starting to think that they might not have enough right now. And when I say enough, I mean
they were 12 over, though, Steiny. They've been 12 games. And I know it's 162. I'm interrupting. Do you think that was a mirage now? Do you think that was kind of a fluke? Because if you hold them to that standard, this is substandard, especially when you get a bat like Devers. Every game's not played on third and King. He's just off right now, along with the other guy. That 230 stat was just like, wow. But it's got to change quick, fast, in a hurry. Like, I thought they had action. Steiny, I'm being real. At the division, and the math is there. Freddie Freeman got hit on the wrist. Who knows what his future is? But the bottom line is, you just can't take anything for granted with this team.
But my question is, why would you take anything for granted with this team?
They had a great bullpen. Their starting pitching was filthy. They had two starters in the All-Star game, along with one from the bullpen. Okay, that's just the pitching. And I get if you expect them to you know, the bar that they set was so damn high. But, Steiny, if all the pitchers were getting shelled, you could kind of say, you know what, okay, maybe this is just a bad stretch, but it's not that. They just are impotent at the plate.
Well, I mean, look, Verlander's been terrible. right? He's been pretty lousy.
Give it to you.
Not just because he's 0-8, but his ERA's up around 5, and he was actually brought in here to solidify this rotation a little bit. They knew they had Webb and Ray at the top. They knew they had Birdsong and Roop at the bottom, and I think they felt like Verlander was going to be a real, real nice number three. He hasn't been that at all. And then, of course, Birdsong's been struggling. Roop's been solid. But it puts so much pressure on Webb and Ray. And then you have a weekend like this past one where Webb and Ray don't win games. And now you're in some trouble.
So this is just me. I've gone here and I'm asking you a real question. I know offensive coordinators, when the offense malfunctions or they don't have the gains that the one wants, they get fired. You look there. Same with the defense. I'm asking you, Steiny, since we don't have the answer between the two of us, this offense has been just stale this whole year. Are you telling and looking at me saying this is just who they are? Because if you are, that means there's no standards. You got hitters. I'm not saying you got Gwynn and Robin Yount and Paul Molitor, but the bottom line is, when do you look at the hitting coach for the sake of just looking at the hitting coach now that Devers enters the equation and he can't look like himself? At what point do we say, maybe you could get more instruction from that component of your team and maybe it would help the everyday players? Or am I just bad defense I'm reaching?
I mean, I just think that that's not who Posey is. It's not what he's going to do. He extended Melvin when the team wasn't playing well, and I think he did that on purpose. I think he did that to show the team that he thinks they should be better, and it's not Melvin's fault. I would look at firing a guy like Pat Burrell as a 100% cosmetic move to maybe mollify the fans a little bit. Mm. I don't know how you process it, but Rafael Devers is hitting .208 since he's gotten here. I just don't, like, there's no connection I make between Devers at .208 and Pat Burrell. Like, I just don't. And
because he has accomplished. I was talking about the other guys that have been pedestrian the whole year.
Ditto for Chapman, ditto for Adamas.
Bailey?
I mean, you can't turn it. You can't make a guy who can't hit.
Mm.
So I just don't. I mean, you know what? This is the way I feel. Go ahead, fire Burrell. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. And who knows? Maybe it'll work. But I think it's cosmetic. I just don't.
But some people use cosmetics. I need to. And they look better at it.
I said, go ahead and fire him.
No, I'm not saying.
No, seriously, fire him. Like, if you think this team needs a jolt, you're not going to fire Melvin. You just extended
him.
Right. Go ahead. I'm not being smart. Go ahead and fire him. See what happens. But I don't think it's, I don't think Burrell's a problem. But I can't say that for sure. I don't know. What about this?
The offense is a big part of the problem. It's 92% of what ails them.
Yeah, I would actually start dropping that down a little bit to about 75%.
Damn.
Because I think they got, I don't think they're a great fielding team. And I think we're starting to see some real
warts.
No, some limitations of the starting pitching staff. Let's put it that way.
What'd you make of Ray yesterday? It was a labor.
Yeah. I mean,
it's no command.
I don't care if he's how great of a pitcher he is. It just doesn't seem like he's getting stronger as the season goes on. But look,
and I could understand that. Almost perfect him and Webb have been.
Yeah, I mean they. This is what happens when you struggle to score and then you score. I mean, I just look.
Yeah, they got six runs yesterday.
I just look at it from a math perspective, believe it or not. And I just look up and down this lineup, okay? So, in general, all right? I mean, just think about this, and maybe we'll understand. They don't have guys who hit for average. They just don't. And it's been this way all year.
But, Stani, that's the new Major League Baseball.
Fine.
All right.
But then you better hit for some power.
No, got you.
And they don't. So, in other words, here's what they have then. They have a bunch of guys who aren't great hitters who don't hit for power. Okay. Yeah. So how do you score a lot of runs? Like, it's virtually impossible to score a lot of runs when you realize that even the guys who get on base at some point during a game, the next batter that the pitcher has to face is probably a guy who doesn't hit great. I mean, it's like, it's, you know, you look at Jung-Hoo Lee gets on, great. And then, you know, somebody else gets on, and then you're looking at who's batting, and you're like, okay, Bailey, Yaz, and somebody else who's hitting 220. Like, they just don't have enough hitters.
Yeah, and we were, again, I know this is just one play or one example of the series in Toronto, but we were together Friday. You start the game in the second half, we know it's past 81 games, with two hits. Here comes your big bopper. And I said to you and Evan, okay, I know it's just one game, but man, this is how you get started and kind of turn it around. Devers double play. Like the fire extinguisher, it's multiple, you know, batters, but it seems like when they have something going or a pitcher will walk two batters or two runners get on and the pitcher doesn't have control, Stani, the next hitter will swing and bail the pitcher out to me rather than, you see Stani struggling, take a couple pitches, but it just seems like they can't get it going. And that Devers double play, I know it was the first inning, but Stani, it just sets the tone to me, man.
I mean, the other thing is you may as well have traded Wilmer Flores when you acquired Devers, because he's been awful since Devers got here. Mm. His at-bats have gone down a little bit. He's now hitting 241. I want to say he was up at 270, something like that, when Devers came.
Yeah.
So there's just nobody who's consistently hitting on this team, you know, outside Ramos, who's coming, who hasn't hit well in the last month either.
And real quick, and look what I'm doing. When Chapman was out, I told you all, and I stood by it and still do, okay, we're not going to see the real giant lineup with Devers until Chapman gets back. Guess what, Stani? He's been back, and nothing's changed. No. So if you're right, then it boils down to personnel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just – if you're a Giants fan, and I know you're frustrated, especially the last month since they got Devers, but do you really believe this team right now for 100 games has underachieved?
Oh, I totally do.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they haven't. Like, I'm not, like, when they're 41-29,
yeah,
that doesn't mean they're a 41-29 team.
Yeah, but you went and hit the plus button on the calculator and added a bopper.
Right. But you lost pitching. You lost pitching depth. And now the guys that you're relying on are struggling a little bit.
But Stani Harrison wasn't Bumgarner. You know what I mean? He couldn't even. Well, he was a spot starter at best.
They probably like to have Harrison. You know, a choice between Harrison and Birdsong right now, or if, you know, you wonder, like, we wondered why Verlander started Friday night. I don't know why he started Friday night.
Well, he got no run support, but not that that was going to change anything. But, man, Stein, I don't know. I'm running out of answers, man. Josh Ram on the YouTube, goo, they can't hit. I think that's what you've been saying.
They can't hit, and they're not pitching great right now either. This is John Smoltz on Verlander. How come Verlander stinks, Johnny?
You got to believe that Justin, I've called him the ultimate 10-speed bike. What I mean is he's always pitched in gears. He should be what everybody looks at for the future of baseball. Nobody's doing that, right? So he had 98, 99 when he wanted it. He opened up at 94 in his prime. He could go nine innings. He channeled those gears. And we all strip gears when we get older. And he's probably down to a few gears. And I thought that was the perfect place for him. I really did. I know he's coming back from, you know, a couple of injuries. I feel like I was in that boat with Boston and St. Louis. And it's tough, man, when you're used to doing things certain ways and adapting and it doesn't go right. You would think, and I'm speaking for myself, I pressed so hard and was so much of a wreck in Boston that I couldn't believe that I had 21 years prior to that. Like, it was an out-of-body experience. I did not have a great shoulder. I was coming back from shoulder surgery. I thought I could do X, and it just didn't work out. It worked out much better in St. Louis. But I think that a few more starts, I know it sounds crazy, but I think Justin, depending on his health, and I know he's had some tough luck, this is shocking, right? I mean, this is not what everybody thought was going to happen.
John Smoltz.
Yeah, and there was no clarity in regard to – that sounded like he never figured it out. But I don't know what you were expecting for Verlander, Stoney, but I knew it wasn't the 2012, at least I didn't think, version of him. But I thought Ray and Webb and Birdsong and Roop would hold it down. But I'll say this is about the hitters. If you're right and they really don't got the hitters, I think what we're seeing from them as a collective is still underachieving. I get what you're saying. I still think they're under, like, those numbers you just spewed. Like, that's incredible. That's ineptitude at its finest. So if you're telling me, Stoney, that's not going to get better, in 8 days this team might be 500 or below.
It's possible. It's possible. Let me ask Giants fans a question. Who do you think the opposition fears in that lineup? Does anybody get pitched around? Does anybody – who's protecting somebody well, if you will?
I'm going to use your line. I'm going to go the back of the baseball card, and you could say, Goo, I don't see that. But there's two guys I think that have that respect. Obviously, one, Devers, but I'm seeing him get challenged left and right. And I don't know if you still are on Adamas, but he hit one out, crushed it. On a good day, Stoney, you gotta be careful with him. But that's the closest two answers I have for you.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee,
hey Leroy, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Happy Monday, you guys.
Back at you.
Hey, you know I'm a lifelong Giants fan, and you know it's a trip, man. I don't know how I feel about I'm gonna say my Giants, Stoney. They're a mystery to me. Like, it seems like they have enough to compete. Like, are they better than the Mets? Yeah, all right, they're about even. Can they beat the Braves? Are they better than the Braves? Yeah, they have a better record. I had said a couple of weeks ago where I'm just waiting till around August 8th, August 10th to see where the Giants is. And for me, in that stretch coming up, they have like six games with the Mets. And those six games are going to be extremely important. And then right after that, we got that four-game set with the Padres. But I'm looking forward because they're such a mystery. And I'm like, man, we got Adamas. We got – yeah, they're struggling. But – and we and our pitching was nice. And I always say that, you know, Posey pulled the trigger early – because we were rolling before Devers got here, man. I mean, everybody was hitting. We were like the hottest team in baseball, and I don't know what that is. I'm not blaming him, but when we got here, just everybody went to sleep. So, you know, it's just such a mystery, and I'm hoping, you know, they wake up and start playing some good baseball, because I do think the Giants have the talent. But we'll know something come August 8th. So let's just
see
where
they are around here. Hey, Leroy, real quick. You're not dare saying they shouldn't have got Devers, right?
No, Goo, we got history. I wanted a pitcher. I wanted a left-hander.
All right.
So there you go.
All right.
Thanks, Leroy. Yeah.
And, I mean, you feel how you feel, but, man, Stoney, that was Christmas. I opened up the gifts all along with Giant fans. I keep going to Jim Bowden, who joined us. It wasn't just us. They had all eyes of the baseball world on them after this move. They looked attractive. They had earned that attraction with their record, their pitch, and their bullpen. But you know what I'm starting to feel? And shout out to ATCO Pest Control, because I'm going to put it right on the table. Their ability, or uncanny ability, to not blow teams out even when they win, I looked at that like a plus, Stoney, and I'm starting to think if that were fool's gold.
Which part?
The fact that every game was so close.
Well, they're going to play close games.
Like, there's no way around
that.
When
they were 12
over and they were showing us and demonstrating they could be the, they could win those games, I'm like, okay, this is what we do. This is what they do. But now I'm learning White Sox, Marlins, you know, I can't shake that. Like, maybe that was a bad sign. That was a sign to say you can't keep relying to have things go your way all the time. But now you're not hitting. And Steiny, they're what, four more losses away from being 500?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the Braves this week, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We'll see. But my question to Giants fans is, I mean, what do you do now with the trade deadline coming up next Thursday? Do you buy? Do you sell? Do you sit tight? And I got to tell you, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do.
Except opposing how he's feeling.
Listen, I don't claim to be an expert on their minor league system, but would you really be willing to give up some prospects or some minor leaguers to get some help for this team right now with the hope that they can get it together, climb the standings, and eventually get into the wild card? I got to tell you, that to me, I know everybody loves to say, let's add. I mean, we're still four over 500. Let's add. But if you've got some guys sitting in your minor leagues that you really like, and I'm sure there's more players they like than just Wizenhunt and Eldridge.
Well, then you
got to be careful.
Yeah, but it's about your gut feeling. Posey's played this game. Farhan didn't. And I'm just saying to you, Steiny, if he heard this show the first hour and he hears you reading off those numbers, the ineptness of the batters as a collective, then he has to, or he can feel, and I understand it, they'll bounce back. This is not who Steiny really is. He's performing below his standard. I would add, I would still think, okay, the reason we're struggling at the plate is it's not who we are.
Yeah,
But you can name five guys underperforming. You kind of did.
Right now, let's assume that the Giants, they're four over. I'd be more inclined to sell than to buy at this point, because you do have, I think, Robbie Ray would have some value.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Man, that would be a 180, Steiny. That's putting a caddy in reverse of what we thought was going to happen once that trade was announced. And we hadn't brought this up. What's going on with my man, my personal favorite, in left field? Steiny, he misplayed the ball like
he's
he was
not a
in
good
college.
Fielder. We've seen that all
right,
year
but,
long. And
but,
it's though, like, but that's who he
with
is.
With your limited offense, you can't afford. I mean, to come in and misjudge a ball like he did, I'm like, man, what? And he's not lighting it up at the plate either. And I'm not saying you can't give up on him. I'm not saying that at all. But, man, public enemy, Chuck D, Steiny, how low can you go?
Well, I mean, like,
as
this
a fielder.
This is kind of what I mean. I mean, we knew he wasn't a good fielder. We knew he didn't take great routes. And now, when you don't do that, it's absolutely, positively, it kills you. And, okay, I mean, this is the thing. Ramos, like, who is he? What is he? Okay. He's
a, I thought I knew.
What do you think he is?
A borderline all-star, and he's got that on his resume. I thought maybe he could sustain that level of play at the plate.
I mean, to me, he's a 270 hitter, 20 to 25 homers, and 80 RBIs.
He could play on my team all day, every day in this new era of baseball.
All right.
He's not doing that.
I mean,
I'm just saying, here in the last, 70, 80 at-bats, Steiny, he is slumping.
Right, but overall this season, what's he doing? I mean, I think he's basically, he's hitting 267. He's got 40, tie for the league, team-leading homers. Like, I don't think Ramos is having a bad year. He's not. He's hitting 267, 14 homers. He's not a good fielder.
I'm just saying he's slumping. But, yeah, when you take that into the field, I get good fielder robbing home runs and all that. But now I'm talking about Steiny just judging fly balls.
888-957-9570 is the number. And you've watched the Giants fans, over the last month, and things have gone south. Is it something that you think is fixable? Is it a matter of Buster Posey getting a few more players in here? Is it a matter of letting these guys figure it out on their own before the trade deadline? I don't know what you do if you're the San Francisco Giants. I think they are smack dab in the middle of no man's land right now. And I could see them almost sitting tight rather than giving up prospects for players they might not think are going to get them over the top. What's coming up on the game? The number here is 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.